Topic file A. A sixth extinction? Step 3.
Hello, this is the interview. My name is Smoan, and my guest today is Helia, a historian who is going to talk to us about the mysterious sixth extinction. Welcome to our program, Helia.
Thanks, Smoan.
You have been researching the sixth extinction. What have you learned so far?
Well, the most surprising thing is that these beings, who call themselves humans, caused their own extinction.
That's really interesting. I read your book about this, but something confused me. You say that these humans were intelligent beings. So why would they cause their own extinction?
Oh, they were intelligent in a way, but obviously their intelligence was different from ours. They built very tall constructions called skyscrapers in which they lived and worked. And yes, you have to be intelligent to build such impressive constructions. Also, they liked moving around a lot. So they invented machines to transport them. They called them cars, trains, buses, or aeroplanes. The aeroplanes could even fly.
But that still doesn't explain why they destroyed themselves.
I know. It's difficult to understand. We can't be sure about this, but we think that they didn't realise what they were doing.
How could they not realise that if they were intelligent enough to make machines that could fly?
Well, as I said, their intelligence was different from ours. You see, it's complicated, and it happened very slowly, over a very long period of time from a human perspective.
So what exactly happened?
Well, you probably know that life on Earth consists of different ecosystems.
Yes, I do. But I'm not exactly sure what an ecosystem is. It's something to do with different kinds of plants and animals living together, I think.
Yes, exactly. An ecosystem is a certain area together with all the living beings there, the animals, the plants, and the microorganisms. An ecosystem can be grassland, a forest, a desert, an ocean, or a lake, or even just a puddle.
And so how did human beings destroy themselves?
Well, all the different ecosystems are linked with each other. And in each ecosystem, there is a balance between the different species which live there. So, when one species dies out, this causes other species to die out too. It's sort of a chain reaction.
Yes, that makes sense.
Now, the problem was that many of the inventions of these humans, like the cars and aeroplanes, for example, damaged ecosystems. And this caused animals and plants to die out. And this damaged other ecosystems, and so it went on.
But didn't they notice that?
Well, actually, they did. We've found a document where humans were warned that they were destroying many species and that this could be dangerous. There is one document from 2008, for example, which talks about an international environment conference in a place called Germany. It says that about 10% of all bird types, 20% of the mammal species, 30% of the amphibians, and 70% of all plant life were in danger of dying out.
That sounds frightening.
Yes, you would think so. It also said in that document that humans had changed ecosystems much faster during the past 50 years than during any other time in human history.
But if they knew all this, why didn't they do something to stop it?
Well, we think that the reason for this is that these numbers were only estimated. Exact counting was almost impossible. So, the humans spent a lot of time discussing if the numbers were right. They made more studies to find out if they were correct. And this is how they lost valuable time instead of being active against the loss of species and their own extinction. But this is only a theory, of course. We can't be exactly sure what happened.